Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Area seniors have a chance to learn more about what's available to them in the area during Resources on the River. Information on numerous topics is shared during the event at the Monroe Civic Center Conference Hall. Ashley Dowdy serves as Public Relations Specialist with United Home Care, and former ULM professor and gerontologist June Conway joined me in studio for a discussion of the event. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you for giving us this opportunity.
Well, glad that you are here. Ashley, this event, a lot of people involved, and tell us about the purpose of the program coming up tomorrow.
We have 64 vendors, which has been a great turnout, but it's Resources on the River tomorrow at the Monroe Civic Center, and the purpose is to educate senior citizens and caregivers about all the resources available to them and to senior living, not just health information. We'll have that covering Alzheimer's, dementia, chronic heart failure, health issues, but also issues regarding financial, legal, senior scams, wills, how to make a will, living wills. One of the things with seniors, there's a lack of information that can contribute to health care hurting your health. And so what this is just all the information available to them.
Yeah. Are there common problems for seniors in finding out what's available? They don't have the opportunity to find out what's available in the area, or, you know, what are some of the things that you run into that you're trying to address through this program?
Well, we spoke to senior citizens before we put the program together, and we asked them what's important to them. Health, of course, but also most of them said, what's going to happen to me if I pass away? How is my family going to know how to do, you know, what are they going to do with my house? What are they going to do with my property, my things? What about my money? They don't really know where to go to put a will together.
Right.
Or what if they need to do a living will? So this covers those issues as well.
As far as how does this area show in terms of services provided, you know, can someone find out most any, you know, type of information they're seeking, whether it be a service or a therapy or supplies across the area?
They will be able to at this event.
Mm-hmm.
They will be able to find all services. Really, right now, there's not a database to where you can go to find out all the resources available for senior citizens and caregivers. I want to stress that as well, because they're making the decisions a lot of the time for a loved one. There's not really a database or anywhere to go to find out where they can go to find out particular information. So the goal of this is to put together a database where someone can go and look for all types of information, say if they're, you know, caring for a loved one that, you know, what do we do? How do we get on Medicare? Or, you know, how do we develop a living will? This will cover all of those questions.
Right. Obviously, I would think that not only area seniors, but also their children can accompany them to this type of event to find out more information.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why I want to stress caregivers.
Right.
Because caregivers are the ones making the decisions in a lot of cases. And a lot of times, caregivers are not taking care of themselves because they're taking care of a loved one. So we have a speaker that addresses that on how caregivers can take care of themselves. And we have information on all the booths to caregivers,
right,
to how to cope with, like, say, a loved one who has dementia or a loved one, chronic heart failure, what to look for if there's a flare-up. This is an educational event, not a your typical health fair where you walk around and you grab a pen and pencils from different vendors. Every booth that we have there will educate the participant on the topic that they're looking for. Seniors are always targeted for scams, and this will... At this event, you can find out how to avoid that.
Yeah.
We'll have an attorney there. We'll have mortgage information. So just a wealth of information. And we'll also have speakers throughout the day.
Yeah, I was going to say some guidance from June in a presentation during Resources on the River. June, you're going to be talking about successfully aging at any age. What is the focus of the presentation?
The focus is to remind people that they are aging from the time they're born. And so who they are today, whether they're 20, 30, 40, 50, they're forming the old person that they're going to be. And so it's really important that we get have be very attentive to our needs at all of those ages that are going to affect us in the aging process. So I'm going to give an overview of the different areas in someone's life that we need to focus on. For instance, social. The man that used to be here at the Institute of Gerontology, Dr. Mm-hmm. Chris Johnson, was my mentor and teacher, and he claimed that the aging process is 95% social and 5% physical. And with longevity and smaller families to take care of people who are living longer, we have to be, as seniors, really proactive in our own aging process. And so that's primarily what I'll be talking about.
Is there one thing in particular? You mentioned the social aspect of aging and being able to you know, address that through this presentation. What are some of the other concerns that you hear on a regular basis with your experience that
you've
heard?
Okay, two primary concerns that I hear over and over again is, will my money last? And where will I live? Where will I end up living? And more women outlive men to a longer age. And so a lot of women are very tied to their environment. Especially in this age group, they probably didn't work out of the home a lot during the years when they were younger. And so those two questions will be addressed in the presentation.
Well, it's going to be coming up tomorrow at the Monroe Civic Center in the conference hall. Ashley, is there registration required for attending this event? How does that work?
It's free.
It is free.
It is free. And you'll be asked to fill out a survey at the end, and you'll get a bag full of all types of educational information and cups and pens and, take-home giveaways. And we'll also have door prizes as well.
Yeah, and the hours of the event?
9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Monroe Civic Center.
Resources on the River coming up tomorrow at the Monroe Civic Center Conference Hall. Ashley Dowdy and June Conway, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Landyap podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.
My name is John Roa. I'm an attorney here in Monroe, Louisiana, and also I'm part of the Monroe Rotary Club, which has supported KEDM for many, many years. I think KEDM provides a link to information and entertainment that cannot be found anywhere else. I think it is vital that people who listen and use KEDM services come up here and volunteer to help raise money. We all know what's happening in Congress, and the only way to keep this station on the air and the programming at the level it is has to come from individuals and businesses who actually are located here in Northeast Louisiana. I personally support the station financially because I want to do my part. First of all, I listen to it. It's only fair that I support the station and help keep the programming on there. We don't want to be that corner of Louisiana that does not have a public radio station. It was a tremendous effort by the community to get it here, and I think the community is going to have to step up now to keep it here because it provides a link to culture and society that you can't find anywhere else today.